Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hefner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Hefner. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field. Wagner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wagner. Mantilla moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball four. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a line drive towards the mound. Tiant catches it and throws to first to double up Malzone. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Davalillo moves to third. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Wagner scores. It's 2-1, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner juggles the ball. That's an error on Hefner. Chance moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tillman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to third. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wagner moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart juggles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Wagner scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 2 in the game. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dalton Jones now playing second base. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 2 in the game. Tiant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tiant moves to third. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tiant scores. Houser moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Chance hits a line drive to right field. Thomas throws towards the infield. Hefner fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hefner. Houser scores. Wagner goes all the way around to score. Chance moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to third. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Charton now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Larry Brown. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Salmon steals second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salmon moves to third. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tiant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing second base. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0-for-3 in the game. Bressoud takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-3 in the game. Tillman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Pete Charton. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.